Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orel Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orel Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak strikes out. Grubb throws to first to catch Averill. Blue drops the ball. There goes Burnett. He's safe. There goes Averill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards the mound. Hildebrand reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Group settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Harder. Grubb moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cecil covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill throws the ball into Appling, who tags Cecil trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Mel Harder. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Averill throws the ball into Com, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress is hit by the pitch. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.